Yes, I think there are several problems in that people will look with respect to the idea of Trobriand Islands and their relationship to canoes, or the Nuam and their relationship to their cattle, and assume that this is the subject of cosmology and sometimes, you know, awe, because it kind of represents a sort of authenticity. And it, in contrast to that, with the rise of mass consumption, we've used the material world almost as a kind of stick to beat ourselves with, often absolute contrast, so that we've lost that authenticity, we have too many things, we've become materialistic and oriented things at the expense of orientation to the sort of people around us. And these things are no longer thought of as part of kind of cosmology, that sort of more integral sense of how we relate to the world in a sort of symbolic fashion, but much more instrumentally. They're seen really as kind of the outcome of the stance we want to take in politics, or the stance we want to take in economics. And one of the things this book tries to do is to refute that actually we can take the mass material goods, the consumption of the modern age, and true, it comes from industry, and it's not made by us in the first instance, which is why it's consumer goods. Nevertheless, when you actually go into the details of our relationship to those things, whether it is through shopping or becoming a consumer society, you find the only way to understand it is through these traditional anthropological understandings of cosmology, that actually there are very complex symbolic orders, which is one of the reasons, for example, that advertising is not sort of functionist. It doesn't, you know, this is what it does, go and buy it. It's always been involved in trying to capture the particular way it might link to aspects of our society, not just sort of gender, class and so forth, but our imagination of possible worlds, the way we deal with things like guilt and the almost sort of quasi-religious ideas. It's a deeply symbolic area, very much the domain that anthropologists have traditionally dealt with. And I wanted to show that still remains true, even when we're now dealing with kind of these consumer goods and not goods that we necessarily made for ourselves. So in many respects, I am treating Londoners, and certainly Trinidadians or New Yorkers, as though they were the Trobriand Islanders of Melanesia, or the Nuo, or you know, African tribal groups, etc., because I think it's still the case. I don't think you're going to get an understanding of mass consumption merely by reducing it to the kind of functional end product of other forces.